Okay, we'll see if we can make it fit for you. Hang on here.
Sure.
Thank you for holding. Is this Gil?
Thank you for holding. Is this Gil?
Yes, this is Gil.
Hey, Gil. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Doing fine, John.
That's what I like to hear. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. But did you have any questions about the listing or how it works?
No, it sounds pretty straightforward. I just don't know if I can afford it right now. Like, know what it'll cost.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, everything we do here, it's month to month starting out. We won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. The pricing would be set at $249. And that's gonna cover you on the first page of Google for up to 15 different keyword terms or services and for up to a 40-mile radius. So you got pretty large service area there to generate opportunity. And then there's no other charges. So it's not like your Home Advisor by Angie's program where they're selling you each individual lead. It's just one flat monthly rate. We put you up there, and then the customers would call you directly. So you'll get live calls with people on the line instead of phone numbers you got to call back, and then you don't have a charge anymore.
Sure.
So I've worked with a lot of people who have used Home Advisor, and I'm telling you, if you could do anything with that, then you'll do great with the first page placement on Google.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just because you won't have that middleman in there.
That sounds pretty reasonable to me.
Yeah, I mean, if you built a website and you know you're already an established business, it's been the most profitable way to market for the last 15 years. So it's time to put that website in position to start making you some money and generating a return on investment.
Right.
So
okay.
The discounted pricing structure. You know, normally it's $499, so that's about half of what they normally charge. So, come on.
I would have cringed.
Yeah.
I would have cringed to that price, but like I said, $249, that sounds reasonable.
Well, what I was getting at was that I would lock you in. So if you come on board with us today, you keep that price for as long as you choose to be with us.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. Let's do that.
Okay. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. You can only have one phone number up there. Is this the best number for your clients to contact you that we're on right now?
Yes, 405-623-0813.
Okay, perfect. And what's your last name, Gil?
Johnson. J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Okay. And is Gil short for anything?
Gilbert.
Gilbert, okay. Gilbert Johnson?
Yeah.
All right. The reason I asked is I'm going to send you everything in writing, and that way you can write it off later. So I wanted to have your name on it here. And what's the business email address where I could send that to you?
It starts with the letter U.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joeswell.
Joeswell.
Dash. APW.
APW.
At att.net.
At att.net. Okay. Go ahead and update. Make sure this is valid. No. Okay, I got it. No typos there. Okay. And then Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your company, but you'll get a little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. We can hide the actual street address if you want me to hide it. That way you don't got to worry about anybody showing up to your door.
Yeah, well, you might as well because I go to the customer. There's no reason for the customer to come to me.
Exactly. So what I'll do is I'll hide it, but I still need it in order to send you that postcard. So what's the street address I could send that to?
Yeah. That's 2810 Cabin Road.
Cabin Road.
Norman, Oklahoma.
Okay, I found
73026.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. All right. And I saw you already have your own website. Are you okay with us attaching that to the Google listing and all the other online profiles?
I think that'd be best, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'm just supposed to ask instead of assume, you know. Maybe maybe you want a different one, and, you know, we could build another one for you. It's no extra charge. So.
Yeah, I got it.
About it.
Yeah. I don't see a reason why we wouldn't do that.
You want to rebuild it or just use the one you have?
I'm not real good with this, all this computer stuff, and, you know, at my age, I didn't grow up with it, so.
I hear you.
What would you suggest?
I like the idea of having it all under one roof. And that way, if there's Google's telling us, like, hey, we need to change this on his site, rather than us call you and have you try to log into it and figure it out or call the website guy that built it, you know, we could just go in there and fix it and give you a heads up on what we're doing. So I think that'd be a good route.
But there wouldn't be a way he could change or mess with the website I've got now, right?
Yeah, we could. If you have the username and password, like if you have the login information for it.
I'd rather not. I've got somebody built that site for me, and I'd rather not do anything with it until I talk to her.
Okay. Well, we can leave that on the table. What I'll do is I'll attach the website that you have to the listing as of now, and if anything changes, I'll send you my direct number and extension, and you just call me and you let me know. We'll swap it out.
Sure. Okay.
All right. Let me send you that number now. And then what's the hours of operation for the business?
It's 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening.
Okay.
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday.
And then Saturday is from 7 to 10. I'm sorry. Sunday is from 7 to 10.
Okay. I put Sunday closed. Let me change it. 7 to 10.
Yeah.
All right. And then you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
No. Cash or check.
Okay. No card?
Yes, not this time.
Okay. All right. So I got your business profile created now, Gil. I just got to set up an appointment for tomorrow to do a client interview with you. And
right.
This is where we're going to ask you questions about, you know, the services you provide. You know, I know the basics of your industry. Some guys, like, I don't think you're getting up on roofs or doing roof cleaning and stuff, right? So I want to customize the campaign and make sure we have you listed for the right stuff. That way when the calls come in, it's qualified, you know?
And, you know, I don't mind talking about what I do. I kind of like it.
Well, good, because that's all this will be about. So it's usually about 30 to 40 minutes, but we asked for an hour to knock it out. What's a good time tomorrow?
Let's say maybe 4 to 5.
4 to 5. Okay. Let me see here. 4 to 5 CT. Oof. I got a 3 to 4, and I got a 5 to 6.
Let's do 5 to 6.
Okay. I'll text you 1 hour before, just as a reminder.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
If anything pops up or changes, we could reschedule. But I want to get everything up and running as soon as I can. The sooner I get it up there, the better my chances of showing you a quick return on investment. And that usually helps us retain the businesses long-term if we can get them profitable right out of the gate. So I want to turn it into a long-term solution for you.
All right.
Give me 1 second here. Boom. All right. That's all set. I sent an invitation to you. Oh, wow. Got a nice head of hair.
Yeah. Couldn't help it.
That's silver. Yeah. That lady's probably like that.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a picture of you popping up here when I send the calendar invitation. Like you got a Hawaii shirt on.
I'm watching that because I was smiling.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm smiling, I'm in Honolulu.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. It looked like you had a Hawaii shirt on there. You know, it's funny, I was just there, but I wasn't on Oahu. I was on the Big Island just last month. for about 2 weeks.
Celebrating my
1 year wedding anniversary in Kona. I took my boys out there with my wife and just kind of hung out and got all dark. Got a nice tan going. All right. So I got your business profile squared away here. Now I just got to secure the first month's payment and we'll be good to go until the client interview. And I'm going to send you some documentation too. You got to sign off on it this evening when you get a chance, or at least tomorrow at some point before the client interview. It'll have the full agreement in writing with the discounted pricing structure and everything.
Okay.
All right. But how did you want to secure that first month's payment of the $249?
Be on a Visa.
Okay. It's under your name, the business name, or both?
This one will be under my name.
Gilbert Johnson?
It's not a business card, yes.
Okay.
Gilbert H.
Okay.
Gilbert
we'll
H. Johnson.
The receipts over to you. So you'll still be able to write it off as a business expense for all Power Wash LLC, even if it's on a personal.
Right.
Okay. And then the billing address is the same as the street address. We're sending your Google PIN letter?
Yes.
All right. I'm ready for you, Gil.
Okay. It's 4404.
4404.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. It's starting to get dark here, and I don't have my glasses on. Let me get this. Okay. That zero was a nine. So it's 4494.
God bless you. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. 4494. 7700.
7700.
0811.
0811.
6660.
6660. Okay, and expiration date, month, and year?
10/26.
10/26, and then there's a three-digit code on the back.
Yes, it's 719.
719, okay. And I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. Now, this is just an added form of protection for you, just to make sure that there's no misunderstanding. As I'm walking you through this, if I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me. Or if you need me to rephrase it, just let me know. I could always rephrase it for you.
Okay.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
All Power Wash.
Thank you. And your company is an LLC, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Gilbert H. Johnson, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of All Power Wash LLC today?
Yes, I am.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay, it says 24 to 48 hours. We do have a little tracking system that will help you if you miss calls. It will still save their information so we can get back to them later on, but.
Okay.
Try to be responsive as much as you can and get good reviews as much as you can. That's really important to us. If the reviews are coming back real bad, which I don't think will be a problem with you. You sound like a nice person, but that's probably the only reason why we have these listings open up. The business owner starts getting bad reviews. We go, okay, keep your money. We got to go a different way. It says, in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
I'm sorry, say again?
Yeah, so this one is wordy. And basically what they're getting at is, we know everything that you're using now. Before you add anything else after today, which you really shouldn't need, honestly, this campaign's going to get you Facebook ads, Bing, all these companies have pre-existing relationships with Google. So when you get on the first page of Google, you get their listings too, and you can get customers from those too. It's no extra cost to you. But what we don't want to have happen is have you not know that or maybe forget that, and then you pay for something we're already doing, and they got two of them floating around. So we don't want like a duplicate or anything like that, have them have a wrong address or a wrong number on one of those things, or even having your address displayed when it's supposed to be hidden. So just kind of like double check with us before you add anything so we can make sure neither of those things are happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I agree.
Okay. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Okay. But we do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is September 11th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249. However, this is for a platinum package bundle. I've made the website optional to you in the future, or we can build on your current domain if you like. It's no extra charge to you. It says when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to renew each month on the 11th day, but you're going to keep the same pricing structure of $249 for as long as you choose to remain with us. So it's an indefinite discount. It says in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind for early termination. However, we do ask if you are going to terminate our agreement, please let us know before the next billing is due so we could stop your billing cycle rather than have it process automatically and like reverse it. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process this first month's payment, Gil. When it goes through, you're going to get that text message and an email with an outline of the agreement in writing. And then, like I said, at the bottom of that, you're going to have to sign off on it. Now, it's a digital signature. So it really just, you click on the box and you type out your name and you hit agree. If you're having any troubles with it, I got guys older than you that I work with. So that's okay. We're not going to give you a hard time. You just let us know when we contact you for the client interview, and then we'll get you through it that way. You know, all I really need is that once we have you up there, if you make sure you answer the calls when they come in and try to get as good of reviews as you can, and we'll take care of the rest of it.
All right, sir.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up and welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to your evening, and then I'm going to circle back with you tomorrow at 5 o'clock and go over your client interview. Okay.
Will do. Thank you.
All right, Gil. You have a good evening. I'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.